Hello, and welcome to the Get the Acceptance Letter podcast. My name is Treasure Shields Redmond, and I am the founder of Get the Acceptance Letter Academy. It's where I help busy parents of college-bound teens secure top-tier education without massive debt. This week, on the Get the Acceptance Letter podcast, we are talking about what college-bound high school seniors should be doing right now. In fact, we've been talking about this in the Busy Parents of College-Bound Teens Facebook group, which you should join, by the way. Right now, busy parents of college-bound teens are wondering, what should we be doing right now? They know every stage is different. Just like there was nursing and then potty training and then starting school and now reaching the end of high school and preparing to enter college. Each stage demands different tools and different strategies. So let's talk about that. One of the things that's going on right now with high school seniors is that you're receiving financial aid award letters. Some of you receive the financial aid award letter, hard copy, in a piece of mail from the school to which your child has been accepted. Some of you receive a password or a prompt to log on to the school's online system in order to see the financial aid award. Either way, once you've been accepted, you need to know where and how to access those awards. Some of you haven't heard from schools to which you applied. If you applied as early as November, I would go back and check to see that the application was accepted. You can look on the Common App, the Coalition App, or on the password protected application you created on their site to see if it was submitted. You should also have received a confirmation that it was received. Finally, you should go to the FAFSA and make sure that you sent it to that school using the correct school code, and then go to your ACT or SAT and make sure that you sent those scores to the school, making sure you sent it using the correct code. Once you've checked your end, then feel free to call the school and find out the status of your application. One more item that college-bound high school seniors are facing is that sometimes you receive a great package from one school, but the school you would prefer to go to doesn't send you the greatest package. Well, one of the things you can do is use what one school has sent you to negotiate with another. If you have a student that is particularly strong and one school is offered a full ride while another has only offered full tuition, you might share with them that they would prefer to be a part of that school's community and that you were wondering if they could match the offer from another institution. Now, one of the things that college-bound seniors often ask me is, once I've gotten into the school, like, I'm golden, correct? Well, no, that's not true. You need to make sure that you keep the intensity up regarding your grades and attendance. Lots of schools not only ask for the first semester transcript, but they also ask for what's called a final report. That means your end of year transcript. So if you just started to phone it in at the end, they're gonna know. And they can rescind their acceptance. And these last couple are from a parent who provided some great tips because her child was given a full ride to his dream school. Find a recruiter for the college from your area and talk with them. Tour the university and department of your major, and try to get a meeting with the dean or assistant dean. I hope these were helpful. Let's talk at getTheAcceptanceLetter.online. Until then, bye-bye.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.